Welcome to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Amanda Schager. My guests today are Dr. Ada Wilkinson Lee and Maria Federico Brummer, chair of the Dolores Huerta Celebration Committee. And they're here to talk about an upcoming event called Celebrando la Mujer, Noche de Resistencia. It's the fourth annual Dolores Huerta Awards, April 20th from 6 to 9 at the YWCA Southern Arizona. Welcome.
Well, it's great being here. It's an honor to have this event in Dolores Huerta's name. This is our fourth year as the Arizona Cesar Chavez Coalition to host this event. Previously, we've been able to have Dolores there, but given our political nature right now, it's hit or miss. But
because she's busy?
She is very busy. And she also has a documentary that she's promoting as well. So if she does make it, great. If not, we're going to move on in her name to celebrate three mujeres in our community who have devoted their life and their work to promoting social justice and positivity for all of us.
The reason why I decided to become a part of this coalition is really because we know that there are so many women out there that are, you know, shakers and movers in the community and are about social justice change, but yet are oftentimes seen, you know, behind the scenes. And they're there constantly, day to day, working for our community. And oftentimes they don't get the accolades that they really deserve. And so we thought we would be remiss if we didn't celebrate those social justice warriors in our community. And so by doing this, we get to honor three women who are in different stages of their life, right? So we have one at the early stages of life, the Consuelo Aguilar Award, and that's for someone between the ages of 13 and 22 who is starting their movement towards fighting for social justice in our community. And so then we move on to La Mujer en la Lucha, and that's a woman who has been fighting that good fight for 10 plus years. And then, of course, we have the Dolores Huerta Legacy Award, and that goes to one of the women in the community who has been fighting for social justice change for 20, 30 plus years. And we just think that it's really important to be able to acknowledge women throughout this whole lifespan approach to make sure that even though sometimes women think that they don't get noticed and the work that they do doesn't get noticed, we're here to let them know that we are paying attention and that they should be receiving praise for all of that work.
And we're happy to invite the entire community out to our event April 20th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the YWCA. Tickets are on Eventbrite. Please, please go to the Arizona Cesar Chavez website, chavezaz.com, and you can click the Celebración button and get to the Eventbrite page in order to purchase tickets.
Let's go back a little bit. Why do you select Dolores Huerta as the focal point of this event?
Dolores, she's had a tremendous impact on our community, specifically Tucson. She has committed herself to supporting the Arizona Cesar Chavez Coalition. This is where Cesar was born, in our state, yet we don't have a holiday in his name. It's only up until recently that we have a city holiday and county, but as a statewide recognition, we don't have that. And so she has committed herself to coming as much as possible. In fact, it's been every year that the coalition has been in existence. She's come at some point to help promote the holiday in Cesar's name. And her legacy, she's doing the talk and the walk every single day. For us, we wanted to honor that in calling this event itself the Noche de Resistencia, because this is the time for us to step up. This is the time for us to act. This is no longer the time for exchange of words, but actual actions coming to fruition. And this is exactly the message that Dolores comes to our events throughout Tucson, and especially this one in particular, to challenge us. To challenge us as a community to come together as mujeres and to move forward.
Another reason why we focus on calling this event the Dolores Huerta Awards Committee is also because Dolores Huerta really epitomizes a movement for the community in general, for the well-being of the entire community. So when we think about Dolores Huerta, oftentimes we think about farm worker rights. But she was about more than that. She was about making sure that we had equitable services for all in the community. It wasn't just about working conditions, but it was about education. It was about quality, equitable education for our children. It was about making sure that we have sustainable environments in which children can lead healthy lives and grow up to be their optimal person in the community. And so she, when we think about her, we really need to recognize that what she is doing and the actions that she has led, it has really led to trying to better the community as a whole, not just, you know, pockets or in different sections of the community.
Dolores has specifically been a role model to so many of the women in this community. I mean, we're honored to have Isabel Garcia here, and the work that Isabel has done for our immigrant community and just everyone, and through Derechos Humanos and all of her work, that very much shows the same kind of commitment that Dolores has done throughout her life. And it's, for me personally, it's an honor to have both those women in one area and be able to have my daughter see them in person. And that's been able to, again, Dolores has come so many times to Tucson. She's very much committed to us. She has continuously been able to offer those opportunities for our little girls, our young ones, to see her. She's, what, 87 now? She just had her birthday April 10th. Happy birthday, Dolores. It's amazing that we're able, as our own community here, to come together and honor three women in her name.
You're listening to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Our guests today are Dr. Ada Wilkinson Lee and Maria Federico Brummer, chair of the Dolores Celebration Committee. Let's hear more about some of the honorees.
Sure. So our first honoree is receiving the Consuelo Aguilar Esperanza Award, and her name is
Zaira Levier.
And she's a young woman who is particularly focused on poverty. She actually headed up the Tucson campaign for the proposition to increase minimum wages, which was successful in Arizona. And she's currently the president of Progressive Democrats of Southern Arizona, and the president and founder of the UA Progressive Minds of America. And she's done all of this while still being a full-time student at the University of Arizona studying cognitive neuroscience. She is really a force to be reckoned with. She's a young woman and is very passionate about helping the community and making sure that she progresses our causes and our movement forward. She has also recognized that there is a lack of Latino representation in our political system, whether it's a local, state, or national level. And she's really wanting to make those changes and see more Latinos take those positions of power. And I think she's one of those women that we're going to be, you know, talking about 10 years, 20 years down the road as one of those forces that moves the Latino community forward.
Tell us about the name of that award, the Consuelo Aguilar Esperanza Award. Tell us about Consuelo Aguilar.
Consuelo Aguilar, she was an activist, in particular, throughout the Mexican-American community. She had devoted herself as a machista in college, and even before that, at the middle school and high school level, she was involved in MECHA. She got her bachelor's and her master's degree in Mexican-American studies at the University of Arizona, and she was a young woman on the go, ready to go into law school. But at the age of 26, we found a lymphoma initially in her throat, and then it got into her lungs. And so she, in February 17th, 2009, she was taken away from us. I had a very personal connection with Consuelo and her work. She did work for our department and Tucson Unified's Mexican-American Studies Department at that time. And so she was able to mentor and coach machistas around her, and I saw the energy that she brought in to each of their lives and how quickly it was taken away as well. This award is for those young mujeres that as soon as they come to see the social justice work that needs to happen in their community, they take it on. They take on mentoring younger women. Again, like, you know, Ayla just said, they're a force to be reckoned with. And that's exactly how we could describe Consuelo as that mover, that someone who wasn't just talk, but took action. And the hummingbird is actually a symbol that we've utilized throughout the community. Whenever we honor her memory, we use that as an image that, you know, working strongly all the time, that heartbeat that never stops. she was taken away much too quickly for us, and we know that she would have done so much more for our young people and our community had she stayed here.
Okay, so the next honoree for the Mujer en la Lucha Award, and this year it is being given to Nelda Reese. What is very special about Nelda is the fact that she is a true presence in the community, and she's a true advocate where she has a full passion about community empowerment and health. So she is really working towards building sustainable environments for the community. And what she has been doing is really working hard to try to advocate for food justice in the Latino community and trying to bring farmers markets that are affordable and that provide the produce so that we have healthy communities. You know, we know that a lot of times people are dealing with food insecurity and we're dealing with food deserts even here in Tucson. And so we need to make sure that we are identifying those disparities and that we are doing everything we can to make sure that our children have what they need, those resources that our communities. And it's not just children, it's throughout, you know, everyone from childhood until people are in elderly population. We need to be able to provide for all of our community members. Mm-hmm. And so what Nelda does is really she works hard to try to make sure she's bringing those resources as and making those resources accessible to all and not just to certain pockets of people, which I think is what really makes it so great that she is getting this award, because, you know, she is one of those women that has been in the fight and is continuing that fight. And we don't see any waning in that passion and drive. We're just going to continue to see her, you know, working hard and making sure that she makes sure that she holds people accountable and that we continue to force that change in order to see that impact continue on long term. A lot of these women, what they have in common is that even though they have an uphill battle, it's not like they give up, right? It's not like they say, oh, I'm going to try this for 6 months or a year, and if it doesn't take, I'm moving on to something else, something easier. They're in it for the long haul, and it's dealing with issues that are, you know, systemic, that are political in nature, that can be very controversial, or that can be very hard to deal with from a year to year, because it can be exhausting when you're fighting against, you know, these forces that are oftentimes very restrictive in making movement forward. And so I think when you see the women that are all being honored, they all have that kind of passion and they all are committed to the long haul. And our last awardee is for the Dolores Huerta Si Se Puede Legacy Award, and that's going to go to Isabel Garcia. Isabel Garcia is a sixth generation Tucsonian who has been fighting for human rights, migrant rights, and justice on the border for years. She comes from a legacy of labor leaders. You know, her father was Rudy Garcia, who was a Tucson area labor leader from the 50s through the 80s. And, you know, so she had some big shoes to fill, and she, you know, took charge and filled those shoes. She was a mover and a shaker starting in high school, leading marches, making sure that she was dealing with the restrictive policies in place in the school system. And she went on to the university to receive her undergraduate and her Juris Doctorate, and was a public defender in Pima County starting in the 1980s, and then went on to work there for 23 years, and then also started working at Coalition de Derechos Humanos. And right there is where she waged a war against, you know, making sure that she had campaigns of Know Your Rights campaigns and fought border patrol abuses and the resistance of SB 1070. She continues to mentor young Latinas coming up that wanted to become lawyers. And she's just the epitome of what a mentor should be. A mentor, that's a true calling for people, and it's not something that you stop once you retire or you change positions. You continue to foster that drive in the younger generations. And Isabella is a perfect example of someone who leads by example, and her passion comes forth anytime she speaks. She is a dynamic speaker, and we're just so honored that she is going to be receiving this award. You know, she follows that epitome of what Dolores Huerta, the Legacy Award, means. And knowing Isabel, she will continue, you know, doing this and as a social justice warrior up until she's, you know, in her 90s and onward. So.
We would like to recognize some of our sponsors for this event. And majority of these have committed, not just this year, but in previous years, to ensuring that the Dolores Huerta celebración takes place here in Tucson. The United Food and Commercial Workers, the UFCW Local 99, has been a strong supporter, as well as the Western National Park Association, Ward 1, through Vice Mayor Regina Romero's office, and, of course, the U of A's Department of Mexican American Studies. And some individual contributors, for example, have been Adam Regan and Ward 3 through Councilman Ulick's office, Dr. Andrea Romero and Dr. Scott Carvajal, Annette Everlove, Ana Karina Rodriguez, and Felicia Chu have also been individual contributors. Additional resources throughout the community are going to be coming together as vendors. A lot of the vendors will focus on labor, but also women's rights and critical issues surrounding women and their health and their well-being. We're hoping to have a really good turnout. Overall, some that will have, of course, the U of A's Mexican American Studies Department represented, but we'll also have TUSD's Mexican American Student Services Department specifically there, because this event, we've opened it up. In previous years, we had it during the day as a luncheon, but this year we're going to have it at its evening event because we wanted to open it up to families and children. And so we'll have some events and little activities there for the kids so that parents can enjoy the evening and our children will be able to be surrounded by these amazing mujeres and then get to know a little bit more about what our community is made of.
So there's still time if people are interested in being a sponsor of this event. We have different levels of sponsorship. The first one is $1,000, and with that includes 10 tickets and recognition from the podium at the event, a meet and greet with the keynote speaker, and a full page in the event program, as well as being posted, a logo posted on the official Facebook website, and also a vendor table. The next level is $500, and with that you get 8 tickets and a half a page in the event program and a post on the official Facebook page, along with your logo on the website and a vendor table. The next level is $250, and you get 5 tickets and a quarter page in the program, as well as being posted on the Facebook page. And then the last level is $100, and with that you get 2 tickets and the logo in the program. So if any of you are interested, if there's any individual members out there that want to sponsor, or even any organizations out there that maybe are hearing about this for the first time and are interested in this event, please reach out to us. And if you go to the website, chavezaz.com, click on sponsorship, and it's really easy. It takes you right through the process, and you can sponsor the event. Another way that people can sponsor the event is that we do a silent auction. And so we are still collecting silent auction items. If anyone wants to donate an item, and then it will be featured in our silent auction. It's really a great event because people like to be able to bid on, you know, fun and interesting things. And we always have really great artwork and unique jewelry that people oftentimes donate. Oftentimes we have authors donate signed copies of books and things of that nature, and things that have to do with social justice causes. So, you know, that's something that you might want to consider, maybe either donating or even coming out to the event just so that you can look at the silent auction items.
And we've got some staycation items, too, from some local hotels. During the event, we will be doing a call to action. And it's not just getting on your phones and doing a Facebook page or some mass text, but how are you truly going to commit yourself right now at this Noche de Resistencia to do something to promote social justice? Again, we'll have a ton of vendors there from different community organizations that can assist in that area, whether it's Mi Familia Vota to help increase votership across our state. We know that things turn out the way they did because what happened at the polls. So maybe some of you are interested in making a difference in that arena. Then we also will have some migrant services as well. So what's happening to our community, you know, has an impact of what's happening politically. So maybe you want to advocate in that arena. This is not a partisan event, But what can you do right now, today, to make a positive impact on your community? And we will have, again, we will have vendors there as resources so that you can start getting ideas, not just, again, you know, a letter campaign or a text campaign or a Facebook campaign, but actual action. That's what we're looking for everyone to come out of for this Noche de Resistencia.
So like as Maria said, you know, this event is really a way to reinforce a call to action for our community. And that call to action is nonpartisan. It's whatever it is that you're feeling, whether or not you're happy with what's occurring right now in our nation. This is a way for you to be proactive and to take charge and ownership of how you're feeling. And so that call to action could be in a very specific area. If you're worried or if you're an advocate for education, you know, what is it that you're going to do to make sure that you advocate for quality education for all our children? If you are very concerned with women's reproductive rights, what is it that you're going to do to make sure that women have equitable, comprehensive reproductive rights without any, you know, limitations on who can get serviced or when they can get services? So this is really a way also to engage our youth so that maybe they haven't really been thinking about it, or maybe they can't vote and they say, well, I have no say in how policies are made. But by it being a family event, they can begin to see the modeling that is occurring from their parents. And as parents, it's our charge to make sure that our children are invested and active consumers of knowledge and literacy and media. And so by bringing our children to this event, we're showing them, we're guiding them, we're being active role models of what it is that we as parents can do and showing them how to model that behavior in the future. And so I think that this event really does a great job of really incorporating all aspects of the community. We're not just focusing on women. Yes, women are a big part of our community, but it's really a gathering to show the empowerment for the well-being of the entire community. And so that's the message that we're trying to put out there, is that we want people to come out. And when the event is over, what we would want you to walk away from is feeling empowered and having the strength to move forward in your own lives and feeling like you can be proactive rather than reactive.
So the Dolores Huerta Celebración de la Mujer is happening April 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the YWCA, which is on 525 North Bonita Avenue. Tickets are on sale through the ChavezAZ.com website, their Eventbrite. Please contact the website and you can get all kinds of information on the event. Proceeds from the event will be to help fund the Arizona Cesar Chavez March that the coalition has been doing now for 17 years. We'll be on our 18th year next March. So we do need funding for that, as well as being able to contribute directly to the Dolores Huerta Foundation. Dolores is continuing her work and she needs funding for that. And so we have been able in the past to utilize some of the proceeds to assist her.
You've been listening to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My guests today have been Dr. Ada Wilkinson-Lee and Maria Federico Brummer. They're both from the Dolores Huerta Celebration Committee, which is a committee of the Arizona Cesar E. Chavez Holiday Coalition. Again, you can find out more at chavezaz.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Amanda Shager.